This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange FAQ, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. This FAQ collects the questions we hear most about 1031 exchanges, with short, direct answers grouped by topic and links to deeper guides. Whether you're considering your first exchange or refreshing on a specific rule, the answers below cover the basics, the rules and deadlines, the qualified intermediary, boot and debt, replacement property and DSDs, the taxes, and the special situations. It's educational only. Confirm your specific situation with a qualified intermediary and your CPA before acting. A 1031 exchange lets you sell investment real estate and reinvest into like-kind real estate while deferring capital gains tax. The tax is postponed, your basis carries over, and you can repeat exchanges over a lifetime. It's a long-standing, widely used part of the tax code, available to investors of every size. See our complete guide and beginner's guide for the foundations. Four core rules govern an exchange: like-kind property, the same taxpayer, a qualified intermediary, and equal or greater value. Two deadlines bind it: 45 days to identify and 180 days to close, both from the sale. These are the load-bearing requirements, covered in our rules guide and timeline guide. A qualified intermediary must hold your proceeds so you avoid constructive receipt. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.